This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26, with an estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme.
10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में उज्ज्वला के कारण परिवर्तन आया. करीब 2,200 रुपए की टोटल सपोर्ट मिलता है इस स्कीम में. तो आज कैबिनेट में फैसला लिया गया 12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा. अब तक अगर हम देखें टोटल उज्ज्वला योजना में 52,000 करोड़ रुपए का बेनिफिट देश में लाखों करोड़ों परिवारों को मिल चुका है. इसका आज के फैसले से करीब 10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में एक लाभ मिलेगा, एक बेनिफिट मिलेगा, जिससे पीएम उज्ज्वला को आगे बढ़ाने में मदद मिलेगी.
The minister said that the government has also approved compensation amounting to 30,000 crore rupees to the three public sector oil marketing companies. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has given its nod for the budgetary support for multidisciplinary education and research improvement in technical education scheme with an outlay of 4,200 crore rupees. He said the objective of the scheme is to improve the quality, equity and governance in technical education. An estimated 275 government and government-aided technical institutions are expected to be selected and supported under the scheme. The government also approved four new components under the existing central sector scheme of special development packages for Assam and Tripura, with a total outlay of 4,250 crore rupees. Construction of four-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry Highway in Tamil Nadu has also been approved with a total cost of 2,157 crore rupees. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament today were disturbed by the opposition party's protest over the issue of special intensive revision exercise in Bihar, leading to the adjournment of the House for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled at 3 p.m., opposition parties' MPs trooped into the well, raising slogans over the SIR issue. The presiding officer urged the protesting members to vacate the well and go back to their seats. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the motion to withdraw the Income Tax Bill 2025, which was approved by the House. Amid the pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes. The presiding officer tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members continued with their sloganeering. Amid noisy scenes, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today strongly criticised RJD chief Lalu Prasad and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for opposing the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral roll in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi this afternoon, Mr. Shah alleged that by opposing the SIR, these opposition leaders are favouring intruders for vote bank politics. He said that the SIR held by the Election Commission of India is a corrective measure for healthy democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a detailed conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin briefed him on the latest developments concerning Ukraine. While thanking President Putin for his detailed assessment, the Prime Minister reiterated India's consistent position for peaceful resolution of the conflict. Both the leaders also reviewed the progress in the bilateral agenda and reaffirmed their commitment to further deepen the India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. The Defence Ministry today rejected the news reports claiming that India paused the talks related to defence purchases with the US. In a statement, the ministry said these reports are false and fabricated. And the IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is also expected over most of North India and some parts of Southern India as well. And that is the end of this news bulletin.